I am the author of Ex Ovo Omnia, a letter to members of the Ovum Club on the 50th anniversary of the beginning of IVF. This work matters to me because it raises questions concerning who owns, tells and shapes the stories we record and publicise about current medical treatments and the history of their development. I'm infertile and left it too late to conceive. In vitro fertilisation procedures failed my partner and I, resulting in great financial loss and personal suffering. Investigating the history and marketing of IVF whilst undergoing treatment, in a bid to understand how I had come to know about it, fully believe in its promises and rely upon it, I became aware of how dominant certain narratives about it have become. In particular, commercial, historical and commemorative texts produced by those allied with the laboratory and not the life world, appear to celebrate only triumph, individual genius and extraordinary birth mothers succeeding against all the odds. But what of those patients, like myself, for whom IVF failed, whose experiences have always represented the greater majority of treatment outcomes in this branch of medicine since its very inception? Where do their stories fit in? Indeed, where are the voices of those first volunteers who assisted Robert Edwards and Patrick Steptoe in their original in vitro research in Oldham in 1969-78? Not the two winners, Leslie Brown and Grace MacDonald, history's first test tube baby mothers whose miracle stories are famous, but the other 280 women and their partners, the Ovum Club, whose stories have never been told. 50 years after they sacrificed so much for very little in return, history should listen to them too, if only to give thanks for what they did.